This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What do you do? How much do you make? We're going to keep you anonymous. We have someone who is a software engineer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How long did you go to school to become a software engineer?
Just 4 years.
Are you concerned that AI is taking away all these software engineering jobs?
Absolutely. I am terrified.
Yeah. I think all jobs are dealing with that. Even our industry. There's fake people on the radio right now that are AI, which is wild.
You think your computer can't play Lady Gaga records like we do?
How big of a company do you work for?
It's pretty massive. It's a federally funded research and development facility, so it's one of the few government funded things.
Okay. What is your day-to-day as a software engineer?
I do spend a little bit of time in the code, but a lot of it's also making like PowerPoints to communicate with government sponsors and communicating with them and managing some people underneath me to make sure that the stuff gets done.
So you're in a management position?
It's kind of a mix.
So when you talk about the code, are we talking about the Matrix?
I can't tell you that.
Do you have a security clearance at your job?
I do.
Yeah. See, I always feel like if you have to have a security clearance at your job, you should be making a little bit more.
Works for the government. You coding missiles?
Right. He can't tell you, Dan. I have to murder you.
Cough twice if I'm close.
You got very quiet. Okay, let's ask you this. Last time you went on a vacation, where did you go?
I have young kids, so I don't go anywhere for now.
And how long have you been at this company that is government funded?
5 years.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go first. I'm going over six figures. Our government likes to spend, so I'm going to say $125,000. $125,000.
I had a buddy that used to be that was a software engineer. I know he made some good money, so okay. I think you're in the ballpark.
Okay.
Some 5 years. I'm going to go over you just a bit. I'm going to go 135.
All right, a software engineer, without saying where you work, your name, or anything, how much do you make?
157.
157? Nice. Do you get bonuses in that field, too?
No, not typically.
No? Like, if you code faster? He's like, no.
157,000. I wouldn't want AI to take my job either.
Right. Too bad you had kids, man. You'd have some money. All right, thanks for sharing that. Okay. What do you do? How much do you make? You work for a big box retail company.
Correct.
In what capacity?
I'm a district manager.
Oh, so you have several stores and lots of people under you.
Yes.
You work like 90 hours a week, don't you?
No.
You don't?
I actually don't.
Good for you.
No, probably about 50 to 60.
Okay. That's a lot of hours, though. That's a lot of hours. Do you get a lot of vacation time?
5 weeks.
Five weeks.
That's did you start on like the floor of one of these stores and work your way up, or do you have like a college degree in business and you ended up at one of these stores as a manager right off the gate?
No college, and I did start on the floor.
Let's go. Success story.
That is awesome. That is very cool. Is your big box retailer one of those stores that lets people who steal things just walk out of the store because you don't want the hassle of catching a shoplifter?
Yes and no, but that's more the law than anything.
How many stores are in your district that you manage?
10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How many miles have you put on your car every year?
Too many.
What is your day-to-day like of overseeing 10 stores?
Typically, 2 store visits in a day.
Are you just showing up and making sure everything's running right, or do you, like, do inventory? Like, what do you do when you're there? Or do you just go to strike
making
the fear
sure
of God in people?
Yeah, a little bit of all of that, right? Making sure everything's going right. There may be training classes that I'm conducting or even some that I may be in.
And how many employees at each store?
Anywhere from 150 to 200.
What, and you have 10 of those?
Correct.
And she knows every employee's name.
Wow, your phone is just ringing off the hook 24/7, though.
Well, there are multiple levels underneath me.
Yeah,
so
they all call their manager. They don't call the big boss.
I just feel like your phone is always ringing. Wow, this is impressive. To start on the floor and then end up as a district person over that many stores and people. All right, Dan, you're up first.
I mean, 10 stores of a big chain retail store feels like a good job.
It feels like six figures.
It feels like into the six figures in my brain.
Right, all right.
I want to go like 140.
140. All right. Do you get bonuses, by the way, based on their performance?
I do 2 times a year.
Okay. Are we including the bonuses in this, Dan? Do you want to change your number?
No, I'll stick with it.
Okay. I'm going to go 190.
Oh, wow.
After bonuses. 190 after bonuses.
All right. So are we going with bonus or without?
Start without.
All right. So base is 165.
What's with?
It varies based on performance, but over 220.
And you started just working the floor. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I love that. I love that so much. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
She sounds like a wonderful person
who's
earned it and deserves it. God. There's hope out there for people like us, Dan.
No, there's not. It's a little late in the game for us to work our way up from the floor to district manager.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.